The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 20th. The Ministry of the Messiah by David Chavez, Technology and Product Development Manager at the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy, Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4. Quote, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope." End quote. Isaiah wrote this between 740 and 701 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Luke 4, verses 17 through 21. Quote, "And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him," Jesus. "He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.' And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, 'Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.'" End quote. Luke wrote this around 60 AD. There are five servant songs in the book of Isaiah. Each of these songs describes the ministry of God's righteous servant who will come to bring justice and redemption. Ancient Jewish commentators identified the servant in these songs as predicting a coming Messiah. The first servant song is found in Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 9, and introduces the servant of the Lord as God's chosen one. The language of Isaiah 42 is used at Jesus' baptism. When the Father puts the Spirit on the Son, Jesus is identified as the beloved with whom God is well pleased, Luke 3, verse 22. This gentle Messiah will bring justice. He will be a covenant for the people, and distant islands will put their hope in his teaching. The next servant song in Isaiah 49 describes how the Messiah was formed in the womb to bring the people of Israel back to God, 49, verse 5. It echoes the idea that the servant will be a light for the Gentiles, that God's salvation may reach to the ends of the earth, verse 6. The third servant song, along with the second, describes the servant's speech. His mouth is like a sharpened sword, and he is one who hears and teaches God's truth. Accused and mocked, he offers his back to those who beat him, yet God will vindicate him. 50, verses 4 through 9. The most famous servant song runs from Isaiah 52, verse 13, to 53, verse 12. It outlines the rejection, suffering, and sacrificial death of the Messiah. "He is pierced for our transgressions, pours out his life as an offering for sin, and is assigned a grave with the wicked and the rich. Yet, after his suffering, he will see the light of life." The final servant song appears in Isaiah 61. Although it does not use the word servant, it continues the themes of the other four songs. It repeats language from the first song of a spirit-filled Messiah who will open the eyes of the blind and set the captives free. All five servant songs are applied to Jesus in the New Testament, either by himself or by others. This includes at the start of his public ministry, Luke 4, verses 17 through 21, and before his public crucifixion, Luke 22, verse 37. Let us pray. Suffering servant, may your salvation reach to the ends of the earth. Amen.
Success, come bring thy righteousness, Savior.